Indiana University's Department of Theater and Drama continues in their commitment to developing musical theater this summer with a production of The Rockeye. It's a rock musical based on Euripides' tragedy, The Bacchae. The music and lyrics are by Peter Mills, and the adaptation is by Mills and Cara Reichel. The musical sticks closely to the original, Dionysus, the god of joyous, wild abandon, played and sung with power that's both vigorously masculine and at the same time fey by guest Devon Eylaw, and his followers come out of the east. They arrive at Thebes, which is ruled by the stiffly Apollonian king Pentheus. Pentheus, guest Nihal Joshi, rigidly denies the real emotions that Dionysus represents. Dionysus and his followers entrance the women of Thebes, including Pentheus's mother Agava, played by guest Bridget Burney. They lead them off to wild revelry on Mount Kithairon. Even King Pentheus's father Cadmus, delightfully played by guest Gordon Stanley, is caught up in the festive atmosphere. He tries to explain to his son that life needs to have a balance between the emotional and the rational, but King Pentheus is not hearing it. Despite Dionysus's offer to bring the women and their revelry back to Thebes, the king is obdurate, and his doom is sealed. Dionysus persuades him to disguise himself in women's clothing so he can observe the wild rites on the mountain. It's interesting that a part of King Pentheus that was hidden now seems to come alive as he puts on a wig and a dress. On the mountain, as the king spies on the women, Dionysus calls out to reveal him to them, and the women gather round and literally tear him apart. The most vicious of all is Pentheus's mother Agava. Returning to Thebes with the trophy of the hunt, they're intercepted by Cadmus, who finally gets Agava to see what she's done. In what can be a supremely pitiful moment, she endeavors to put her son back together. I'm afraid that somehow the pathos of the mother Agava didn't work well. Bridget Burney never seemed comfortable in the role. I don't think that Mills and Reichel have come up with a dramatic way to deal with the key scene when she comes to the crushing realization that she's killed her own son. There's a lot of singing around it, but the moment never happened for me. I also wonder a bit about a show whose whole point seems to be that life has to be balanced between the rational and the emotional, the Apollonian and the Dionysian, but that concludes with a shrug from Dionysus and a chorus that says there is no moral, no lesson, no wisdom, no solace, and no easy Aesop fable ending. However, it's more peculiar. The show wraps up with the whole company dancing around and singing happily of the union. According to IU's director of theater and drama, Jonathan Michelson, the production was done in a whirlwind of 2 weeks that included a lot of workshop-style theater. The creativity and polish are remarkable. It's amazing how much talent there is in the musical theater program. Especially outstanding were lovely Carol as a Bacchante, Mandy Strife as Agava's sister Eno, Andrew Brewer as a soldier, and Tamron Goldberg as one of the Maenads. Combining these and other students with the guests yields a heady mix. Direction and choreography is by George Pinney, costume design by Robbie Stanton. Other technical aspects were handled by MFA students, the scenic design by Katie McDermott and Nick Passafume. Chris Wood handled the lighting and Andrew Hobson the sound. The IU Department of Theater and Drama's premier musicals production of The Rockeye continues with 7:30 performances tonight and Saturday and a final matinee at 2 on Sunday. You can find this review and an interview with Peter Mills, Cara Reichel, and Gordon Stanley on our website at wfiu.org. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.